Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Joel Haggard of the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking about U.S. beef to China in just a moment. When every head of cattle counts, stay at the head of the class with the proven treatment of Cydectin, Moxidectin. Cydectin's pour-on formulation is the only cattle dewormer in its chemical class and provides proven treatment of 33 parasite species and stages. Cydectin's broad-spectrum control has also been shown to result in increased weight gain and helps reduce pasture contamination. Visit your local retailer or BearLivestock.com for more information. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Both sides are moving forward in trying to get better access for U.S. beef into the Chinese market. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior VP for the Asia-Pacific region, says both the Food Safety Inspection Service of USDA, as well as their Chinese counterparts, are moving forward quickly.
USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service posted new eligibility requirements for U.S. beef exports to China, which should see larger volumes shipped there. All beef and beef products, including processed beef items from cattle of all ages, will be eligible to ship to China. And China's moved toward the adoption of international standards by establishing maximum residue levels for commonly used hormones in cattle production. And they also recognize the efficacy of USA's cattle traceability system. The announcement followed the listing on the China side of hundreds of new eligible U.S. plants. So China's managed, even during this great health crisis, to follow through with its Phase 1 trade deal obligations. And we believe the changing rules will get more segments of our cattle and beef industry interested in producing for the China market, which last year, with imports of over 1.6 million tons of beef from all suppliers, was by far the largest beef importing country globally.
With all the restrictions up to this point, U.S. beef has barely gotten a foothold into the Chinese market.
U.S. beef exports to China have been somewhat modest since the first reopening of the market in May of 2017. Last year, the U.S. shipped about $86 million worth of beef to China, placing that market only number 8 from a value perspective. From a volume perspective, the U.S. shipped a bit over 10,500 tons. That's less than 1% of our total exports for that year. Contrast that with the 700 plus million we sent to Hong Kong, and Taiwan's over 500 million. It's really easy to see the potential.
And Joel Haggard says that the U.S. Meat Export Federation has been doing a lot of behind the scenes work in order to really hit the ground running in China on behalf of U.S. beef cattle producers.
MEF's China offices have been preparing for the implementation of greater beef eligibility since the Phase 1 trade deal was announced in mid-January. And late last week, our offices began receiving many inquiries about the deal following China's posting of the newly eligible U.S. beef plant list. So with implementation, our team will now be shifting, starting this week probably, into explaining the terms of the new import conditions to importers, assisting them with some of the technical issues that are likely to arise, labeling, product translations, and the like. And then on the China side, our offices will be helping importers, wholesalers, and users just understand the new conditions and refamiliarize themselves with U.S. beef product attributes such as common specifications and grading and, of course, availability.
With so much emphasis being put on the response here in the United States to the coronavirus, it'll be nice to be able to look, as far as our U.S. beef industry is concerned, to look overseas to a market where that coronavirus has already come and is largely past its peak now, mainland China. And Joel Haggard says it's the USMEF's hope that that'll help us get a foothold in the Chinese market very quickly.
Although a recovery from the impacts of the coronavirus must seem far away for many countries around the world, including the U.S., China, at least for the moment, has seen its infections peak and for the last few days has reported zero new domestic cases. As the coronavirus situation improves in China, we also obviously look forward to scaling up our beef promotion effort there, which will include restaurant and supermarket promotions and the increasingly important online e-commerce promotions.
One other development is a positive in trying to get a beachhead for U.S. beef in China is the fact that China is allowing importers to apply for relief from retaliatory duties on U.S. beef. When successful, this process can lower the effective tariff rate on U.S. beef entering China from 42% to the most favored nation rate of 12%. Joel Haggard says 2020 is going to be a year to really start establishing our U.S. presence in China when it comes to beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.